Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from, and I'm just going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. And tonight, we're going back to the section of our wall that looks at the year 1986. It's a year we visited a few times already. It's got some great music in there, and we're going to play some more of that today, and we're going to start with a cover song. It's kind of a cover song, quasi-cover song, because half the group is in there. It's actually the song Soul Man, and we're going to listen to a version by Lou Reed with Sam Moore, who did sort of the original with Sam and Dave. Now, this song, Soul Man, came from the movie Soul Man. It was the title track to a movie that came out in 1986, a rather controversial film, because in the movie, C. Thomas Howell plays a prospective college student who takes tanning pills and all that to appear dark so he can get a scholarship as an African-American to go to college. But while at college, he falls in love with the woman whose scholarship he took, basically, by getting the slot. So I guess you could sort of see why it's controversial of a white actor sort of putting on blackface to play a African-American. And despite all the controversy, it made $35 million at the box office and a $4.5 million budget. So we're going to listen to the title track right now from Soul Man. Here is Sam Moore and Lou Reed right now on Random Draw.
I'm a soul man.
Missing persons and color in your life. Before that, we heard the great Debbie Harry with French Kissin'. And we started off the show with a couple of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Sam Moore and Lou Reed, doing Soul Man. Now, Debbie Harry, of course, is the front woman for the group Blondie. And in 1986, she was putting out her second album, Rockbird, on Geffen Records, catalog number 86-574. And the album was produced by Seth Justman, who you might know as a member of the Jay Giles Band. And that particular song you heard, French Kissin', was able to hit the number 8 over in the UK, number 57 here in the United States. And interestingly enough, it was written by Chuck Lorre, who you may know as a great TV producer who produced and created such shows as Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men. He also wrote a little ditty called the theme song, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. And if you grew up around the same time I did, that song is now in your head just by me mentioning it to you. That was French Kissin' by Debbie Harry. And we closed off that set by playing a song by Missing Persons called Color in Your Life. And Missing Persons were a great sort of new wave act of the early 80s, led by Dale and Terry Bozzio and Warren Cucurillo, who would later go on to join Duran Duran. And he received some songwriting credits on a couple big Duran Duran hits like Ordinary World and Come Undone. This was their last album in 1986. The album was called Color in Your Life, just like that single was. During the tour for this album, the Bozios, Dale and Terry, divorced, the band broke up, the record contract ended, everything sort of just went by the wayside. Since then, they've gotten back together a few times to tour, play some music, release a couple new albums, but never reached the true heights they had in the 80s. That was Missing Persons with Color in Your Life. Well, we played a couple Rock and Roll Hall of Famers during that first set. We're going to go to another one, and we're going to open up this next set of music with a song you couldn't avoid in 1986-87 era. Here is Madonna with Open Your Heart, and that's taken from her album True Blue, catalog number 86-500 here at WTBR. Big giant number one hit. Both album was number one, single was number one. So here's Madonna with Open Your Heart right now on Random Draw.
Thank you.
Sells. That was Megadeth. Before that, we heard Phantom Rockin' Slick with Covergirl, and we opened up this second set of music today with Madonna and her giant hit Open Your Heart off the album True Blue. Now, Phantom Rockin' Slick, that's not a law firm. That's actually three musicians, Slim Jim Phantom, Lee Rocker, and Earl Slick. Phantom and Rock were members of the Stray Cats, who by 1986 had sort of moved on from the Stray Cats and were in this little super group of their own. And they were releasing their second album called Covergirl. And it was on EMI Records and catalog number 86-508. Now, Earl Slick, I already told you where Phantom and Rocker came from, but Earl Slick was a session guitarist who played with David Bowie. That's where I sort of knew him from. He played on the David Live album and Station to Station. He also played on John Lennon's Double Fantasy album, which was a huge, those were all huge hits, obviously. So the three of them came together, Lee Rocker, Slim Jim Phantom, and Earl Slick, to form this band. And their second album, Covergirl, 1986, was also their final album. They sort of went their back to their separate ways, with Rocker and Phantom going back to the Stray Cats and Earl Slick returning back to his session work. But they did release a couple cool albums, and that was their title track, Covergirl, from their second album. And finally, we close that set of music up with Peace Sells by Megadeth off of their album, Peace Sells, But Who's Buying? That's on EMI Records, catalog number 86-501. This was the second album for Megadeth, and they're, of course, fronted by Dave Mustaine, who was one of the original members of Metallica, before getting kicked out of that band and forming Megadeth, who were just as equally important, I think, in the 80s and 90s in the heavy metal scene. And that particular track, Peace Sells, if you watched MTV at all in the mid to late 80s, early 90s, you recognize the beginning bass as the sort of theme song to MTV News, all the Kurt Loder and Tabitha Zorn news breaks. That little bass riff was the track that they played at every single MTV news break. So that's what Megadeth with Peace Sells. Now, normally on this show, right about now, I'd be taking a break, but you know what? We got too much great music today. We're just going to keep rolling on. But I will remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Stitcher, Apple Music, etc. And you can also visit our station's website for more information about all the great programming you hear on WTBR, not just mine, but all the other great shows, and subscribe to all their podcasts if you wish. It's all great stuff out here. So just visit WTBRFM.com. Well, we're going to start the second half of our show off with a great musician. That's Wilson Pickett. Now, in 1986, Atlantic Records was reissuing a soundtrack album to a concert film called Soul to Soul, which was recorded live in Ghana, West Africa. And the lineup was absolutely incredible for an early 70s concert. You got Roberta Flack, you got Eddie Harris, Wilson Pickett, the Staples Singers, and Ike and Tina Turner on this soundtrack. And what an amazing lineup of musicians, and what a great live album, honestly. I was giving this thing a listen. It's actually really, it's a really good album. And we're going to listen to one of the tracks right now off of here, one of the famous songs. Here's Wilson Pickett doing Land of a Thousand Dances live right now on Random Draw.
Put your hands on your hips, backbone slip. Do the one, two, three. Do it like Lucy. Thank you.
know I feel all right. I feel pretty good now. Look at that. Na, 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 na. Let me hear everybody say it one more time for me. That's it.
Gathered everywhere in the all in a different. bunch of books aside. Loosen up the suit and tie. And open up your heart and let me in. Oh. Open up your heart and let me in. Oh, what is a little reaction? Just enough up to tip the scales. I'm just using my female attraction.
Tina Turner with Typical Male. Before that, we heard Jimi Hendrix with his live version of Stone Free. And we started off the second half of the show with Wilson Pickett and a live version of Land of a Thousand Dances. Now, Jimi Hendrix in 1986 was unfortunately by then long dead, but that didn't stop all of his record labels from releasing a bunch of posthumous records during the ensuing decades. And in 1986, they released on Capitol Records an album called Band of Gypsies 2. Not the famous Band of Gypsies album that came out much earlier in the 70s, but Band of Gypsies 2. And this featured Jimi Hendrix on guitar and vocals, Billy Cox on bass, and then it had two drummers, one on side one, one on side two. And the Stone Free that we heard featured Mitch Mitchell on drums, the drummer from the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And that version of Stone Free was recorded in May of 1970 at the Berklee Community Center. And now this album, Band of Gypsies 2, has never been reissued anywhere. It's not streaming. It never came out on CD or anything. But all the tracks from the album have been released on some other posthumous releases, full concerts and that sort of thing. So that was Jimi Hendrix and live Stone Free. And then we closed off that set of music with the great Tina Turner and her song Typical Male, which featured on her album Break Every Rule, catalog number 86-529 here at WTBR. This album was the follow-up to her mega smash hit Private Dancer. Now, it did very well for its own, but when you're coming off a smash hit like that, everything is kind of downhill. You know, the album only peaked number 4 and only sold 5 million copies around the world, so I guess that's not a success compared to Private Dancer, but still quite popular for its day. And Typical Male was a big smash hit for Tina. It hit number 2 on the Hot 100. And it featured a little guy named Phil Collins on drums, who once again proves that he had to be involved with everything in the 80s, it seems like. Right around that same time, he was producing Eric Clapton's August album. And after this album by Tina came out, she did a duet with Eric Clapton called Tearing Us Apart, which Phil Collins produced and played on as well. So you can sort of see, and Eric Clapton appeared on this album, as a matter of fact, of Tina's on a couple of the tracks. So that was Tina Turner doing Typical Male right there. All right, we got time for another set of great music here on Random Draw. We're going to start off with an artist who recently, unfortunately, passed away, and that's Meatloaf. And we're going back to sort of his, I guess you'd call it his valley of music. These aren't the peaks of Meatloaf in the mid-80s. In 1986, he was putting on an album called Blind Before I Stop, catalog number 86-564 here at WTBR. And we're going to listen to a track off of this album called Rock and Roll Mercenaries, and it features John Parr as a guest vocalist on here. So here is Meatloaf right now with Rock and Roll Mercenaries, right now on Random Draw.
Talking. Money is power, power is fame. Tell me. played them all, but I've never seen anything like him in an amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He stands just like a statue, become part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a surprise. He don't see lights of flashing, must play by sense of smell. Always gets a replay, never tilts at all. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. I thought I was the valley table king, but I just handed my pinball crown to him.
Townsend with a solo acoustic version of Pinball Wizard. Before that, we heard Paul McCartney in his song Press, and we started off this last set of music with Meatloaf featuring John Parr and the track Rock and Roll Mercenaries. That Paul McCartney song Press was taken from his 1986 album Press to Play, catalog number 86-551 here at WTBR. Now, that album was produced by Hugh Padgham, who was very popular in the 80s for his tight drum sound and gated drum sound. And he produced stuff by Genesis and Phil Collins. Again, Phil Collins related, just like with Tina Turner. Phil Collins, producer, produced his album. Plus, Phil Collins actually appeared on a track on this album called Angry. He played drums on that track. And the guitarist on that track, Angry, was a guy by the name of Pete Townsend, who we just heard play this final track. And his live version of Pinball Wizard, taken from his live album, Deep End Live, catalog number 86-606 here on WTBR. So that's a good way to wrap up the show. Everything's all related, it seems like, in the 80s. It all involves Phil Collins somehow. So that's going to do it for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet, and we'll see you later.